This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Gabe from Calling Long Distance.
Hi, this is Funko Man.
Hi, this is Courtney S, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
This is Fred LeGrand, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
Good morning, this is Claire Hooper. Let me congratulate you. I'm getting a bit of Hump Day Crew.
Hump Day Crew on 94.9.
Amazing show now.
Wow. That was so clever.
It's different.
You guys are really trippy.
Breast? Did you say breast?
I said breast. Titties, boobies.
So someone comes in with a bruise, and everyone's like, yeah, that's really cool.
My head hit the record deck, knocked the needle across the record, so there was total silence with 3,000 fetish people looking at me.
Do you want to be wildly entertained? People to know your name?
Did you make out with her?
No.
It depends on how flexible we are.
Where she goes crazy and shaves her head.
Yes, sir.
Now, we want to ask you a bit about your performing.
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge you for your very sexy accent.
I think Adelaide's made for you.
Oh, really?
But just from the sound of your voice.
Why does she make out with everybody, does she?
Why?
We're doing the Hump Day Crew.
I ask you, do you want to come in?
Darling, I'm naturally beautiful.
These breasts, what?
Presumably they're big.
Before Adam was a radio announcer in Melbourne, what was he in Perth?
Digging the dancing queen.
And tune into the Hump Day Crew every Wednesday morning from 6:30 till 9 on Joy 94.9 or joy.org.au.
6:30 till 9 every Wednesday. Wow, that's now. It's 10 past 8. And Ginny, I need to ask you a question.
Mm?
What's your favourite kind of scream?
Ice cream.
Well, something just as cool as ice cream is the newest ride to hit Luna Park. You and I, of course, ventured down there last week with our special guest, Sydney model and socialite David Paris, and we bravely ventured through the Circus of Screams.
Mm.
Here's exactly what happened.
That's great, David.
Sound Baker here at Luna Park, about to enter the Circus of Screams. We're joined by Sydney socialite David Paris. David, how are you feeling about entering the Circus of Screams?
I'm so terrified. Anything scares me. There will be screams.
Now, what scares you the most?
Probably having my fake tan taken at customs, which almost happened on my way down to Melbourne.
Welcome to Melbourne. Now, we're about to enter the Circus of Screams. It's supposed to be a 3D, a scary, scary event. It's got all these circus acts in 3D. Images popping out at us. What do you reckon that you'll expect?
I'm expecting a hot man to come up and surprise me.
Stay close together as a group and follow me as we delve into the sights and sounds of the circus. If you look to your left, you'll notice that this man's juggling balls are floating. That is because this clown, a great architect of his time, wanted the highest flying juggling balls in the land. So in order to get them, he built two trapeze towers higher than the world itself. And he put a net in between these towers, but not at the bottom. Oh, no. He placed this net at the top and brought down a section of outer space. Galaxy of colours we like to refer to as the Carniverse. Don't worry, most of these galaxies are very close to Earth in general, so there should be no scientific damage at all. Yes. You've spotted the phantom of the Carniverse. Whether it's an escaped astronaut or some wayward spirit, I'm not sure. But, oh, appears it's opened a way out for us. Quickly, everyone, out into the storm. Though the rain drives and the wind racks in the tent, fear not. We should be quite safe in here. Just thoroughly pressed.
David Paris is getting wet already.
Is everyone wet? Well, I find the best way to dry off after a sudden downpour is in the tumble dryer of doom.
Oh.
Constructed in 1924 as a means of drying the big top after a storm. Unfortunately, one dark and stormy night, an overzealous laundry person placed the entire Big Top, crowd and all, in the tumble dryer of doom. We've put a skull on the wall for every member of the crowd that didn't make it out that night. A solemn monument, a moment's silence, and no more dark. Mind your step on the man coming out, especially if you pop out upside down.
Oh,
dear. That blue chap wasn't with us, was he? Oh, I hate to lose a customer so early in the piece. Oh, this way. Mind the step. It's a little loose. Are we all here? Is anyone from out of town?
Yes, they do.
Then I'm sure you've both heard of a zoo before. Over the many years, our great clown explorer, Jumanjo, has travelled the length and breadth of this land to bring you some of the most dangerous animals in it. Some call it animal smuggling. I like to refer to it as the Menagerie of Screams. Don't mind the snakes. They're quite poisonous. Menagerie of Screams, with its juggling tigers, its escape expert Houdini Rat. He's getting out of there one day, I assure you. Levitating serpents and the trapeze leopard. She's a little scared of heights, I think, is her problem at the moment. We have meditating monkeys and, oh my, the great Mongazida. Over 100 years old, yet you would swear not a day over 90. Her eyes still shine with a deep, cunning intelligence. She speaks. She spits. Does anyone here speak gorilla at all? No? Should we say, escaped. Escaped?
Back, you beast! Back, I say! Back into your cage! Back! Back! No, you can't eat these people! Not till tomorrow!
Please note how he bends steel bars as if they were made out of rubber. It was the original idea to train some of the apes to be clowns, but once they get a taste for human flesh, they're never quite the same. This way! Past the dancing lions! Knife juggling. A very dangerous sport. You know, many a knife juggler's career have been cut short. But here, we move on to the main event. The Big Top, with its axe frozen in time of magical levitation, card tricks, and you will marvel at the great Bam Lop as he swings from tower to tower, 400 feet above the heads of the crowd, leaping, diving, spinning into the void. I must get a new trapeze act. Don't mind the falling body. This way. To the corridor of sanity. Where one's worst fears are visualized. My word, it's terrible. It appears there's another tour group coming through. You lot stay there. We'll find our own way out. It appears the clowns have moved the door again.
I feel like I'm in a neo.
Must be back here somewhere. Painted black. The old paint the door black trick. A sliding door. Best way to keep poisonous toxins on one side and safe, breathable air on the other. So we've reached the conclusion of our tour.
And that is just some of the audio from the Circus of Screams. One of the most amazing things about it as well is you actually wear 3D glasses, and they've got this special UV paint. So everything looks like it's coming at you, and you've got to look where you're stepping because you think the steps aren't there and all different things like that. It's really quite trippy, isn't it?
It is trippy. It's also in the sense that because everything's 3D, everything looks so much bigger and scarier than it actually is. So when things actually pop out, like that, you know that time that big cloaky thing popped out at us? Like he actually looked like he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Now to tell us a little bit more about the Circus of Screams, joining us on the line right now is the director of Luna Park, Mary Stewart. Thank you very much for your time today.
Well, it's lovely to be here. Good morning, everybody.
So tell us a little bit about the Circus of Screams and while it's running.
Well, Circus of Screams is has got a very short season at Luna Park for the school holidays, and it's quite a special attraction because it is, as you've said, it's a 3D haunted maze.
And I believe you've got a special artist to come in and do a lot of the artwork, is that right?
Yes, that's correct, yes. The artwork is fantastic. The artwork is really great.
And, of course, you need to wear the 3D glasses to get the full effect of that.
You do. And even when you're outside the maze, when you're looking at the paintings on the facade of the circus with the 3D glasses, you still get that same 3D effect. It's quite special.
Now, Mary, most rides down at Luna, you know, you get the rides where you have to be a certain height. Now, this being a scary one, is there any age limit to it?
It's recommended not for very young children. So, and even for very big kids who get too scared. I'm sure you were all right though.
Actually, one of our guests was quite scared, genuinely.
But we had each other. You've also got a couple of great performers. Well, one in particular who acts as a ringmaster who leads you through the whole maze.
Oh, you must be talking about Dr. Orloff.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, we've got Dr. Orloff he's a ghost. I'm not sure if you'd realise that he wasn't quite there when you were with him, but he has lived in the Circus of Screams for many, many years, and he is now a permanent resident of the circus, and he's not able to leave.
Mary, the whole circus theme is quite a nice tribute to the 96th anniversary of Luna Park, because when Luna Park opened in 1912, it actually was with circus performance and trapeze artists, I believe?
Yes, that's right. That was one of the things that we thought when we were sort of introducing the Circus of Screams. We thought that it would be very sympathetic to the origins of Luna Park, because live performers were part of what Luna Park was.
And, of course, when you go down to see the Circus of Screams, there's lots of other great rides and different things. Tell anyone who quite possibly hasn't been to Luna Park, God knows why, what else can you actually do while you're down at Luna Park?
Oh, well, we have the world-famous Great Scenic Railway, and everybody in Melbourne, I'm sure, knows the Scenic Railway. And we have we've reintroduced the operation of two trains on the Scenic Railway this year, and then there's also the Ghost Train, which is located close by to the Circus of Screams, and lots of other fantastic sort of rides and fun things for big and little kids to do.
Beautiful. Mary, thank you for joining us this morning.
That's a pleasure.
We'll let you go back and continue scaring all the big kids and little kids.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Well, that's the Circus of Screams is a new live scarer attraction operating at Luna Park for a strictly limited season until the end of this month. So don't miss out. Hit lunapark.com.au for more information, or check out our blog, thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com, for a video or audio.
Audio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.